Matt Hunter never intended to kill anyone. One night at a college party, he intervened when his friend was being beaten up. Seconds later, Stephen McGrath's head hit the curb with a sickening crack, and Matt's life changed forever. Despite his claims of self-defense, he served 4 brutal years in prison, years that transformed a promising college student into a hardened ex-con. 9 years after his release, Matt has miraculously rebuilt his life. He works at his late brother's law firm, has married a beautiful woman named Olivia, and they're expecting their first child. They're saving for their dream house, temporarily living in a seedy neighborhood that Matt feels is all he deserves after his past. Just when Matt believes he's finally escaped his history, his new camera phone rings with a disturbing video showing his wife in a hotel room with another man. In an instant, the fragile normalcy he's constructed begins to crumble. Why would Olivia betray him? Who is this mysterious man? And why does she appear to be wearing a disguise? Have you ever wondered how quickly your entire reality could unravel? For Matt Hunter, it takes just seconds. The time it takes to view a video. The time it took for Stephen McGrath to die on that college sidewalk. Life pivots on these tiny moments, these split-second decisions that ripple outward with consequences we could never imagine. While Matt confronts his wife's apparent betrayal, investigator Lauren Muse examines Sister Mary Rose's mysterious death, discovering breast implants in the supposed lifelong nun. In the nun's room, Lauren finds an unexpected connection to Matt through his sister-in-law Marcia. Matt hires investigator Single Shaker to trace Charles Talley's license plate. When confronted, Olivia offers an unconvincing explanation about a seminar prank, her uncertainty evident to Matt. The case deepens when Lauren learns the FBI had been monitoring Sister Mary Rose as a possible protected witness. Fingerprint analysis identifies Max Darrow, a retired Nevada detective later found murdered execution-style near Newark's historic cemetery. Lives that seemed separate now intersect. A nun, an ex-con rebuilding his life, and a Nevada detective, all mysteriously intertwined in deception. Matt receives a disturbing call. Guess what I'm doing to your wife right now? He tracks Charles Talley to a Howard Johnson's near Newark Airport and confronts him, walking straight into a trap. Talley attacks with a stun gun and brass knuckles, leaving Matt unconscious. When investigator Single arrives, she finds Olivia already kneeling beside Matt. The night clerk reveals Olivia had been staying at the hotel for 2 days. At the hospital, Matt insists on leaving to hear Olivia's explanation. Learning police await at their home, they retreat to Marcia's. There, Olivia prepares her confession. I love you. You are the only man I've ever loved. Just hold me right now, because after I tell you the truth, I'm not sure you will ever want to hold me again. Meanwhile, Charles Talley is found dead, shot twice in the face. With his criminal record, Matt becomes the prime suspect in a murder he didn't commit. Have you ever felt the ground shift when someone you love shatters your trust? Matt stands at this precipice, about to learn his wife isn't who she claimed to be. In Marcia's guest room, Olivia reveals her shocking past, growing up in foster care, running away at 16 to Las Vegas, and working as a stripper named Candy Kane. She explains how she died. At 18, she found her roommate Cassandra murdered in their trailer park where girls were trafficked to Clyde Rangor's strip club. When Clyde attacked Olivia demanding the tape, his girlfriend Emma shot him, saving her life. They fled with Clyde's money, buried his body, and placed Olivia's ID on Cassandra. Emma reported Candace Potter murdered, and with no next of kin, the case went uninvestigated. Olivia also reveals giving birth at 15. Recently, an online adoption post about her daughter needing a kidney transplant lured her to Newark, where Max Darrow blackmailed her for $50,000. Despite everything, Olivia insists her love for Matt was genuine. You didn't love a lie, you loved me. What would you do if your loved one's identity was built on necessary lies? As Matt processes Olivia's confession, Lauren Muse discovers a crucial fact. The Candace Potter autopsy revealed androgen insensitivity syndrome, meaning she was genetically male with XY chromosomes. A woman with AIS cannot get pregnant, contradicting Olivia's birth claim and explaining how Max Darrow realized she was alive. Meanwhile, FBI agent Adam Yates learns that Sister Mary Rose was actually Emma LeMay, Clyde's girlfriend who helped Olivia escape. Kimmy Dale reveals finding a hidden videotape after Olivia's murder showing Cassandra with clients, then declaring she was 15 with a birth certificate, Clyde's blackmail scheme against men he could accuse of statutory rape. One victim was Adam Yates, explaining Clyde's panic. When Yates and colleague Cal Dollinger confronted Clyde years ago, violence erupted. The conspiracy climaxes when Dollinger bursts into Kimmy's trailer to kill Olivia and recover the tape. Matt intervenes, gets shot, and before Dollinger can finish him, Olivia kills Dollinger with Kimmy's hidden gun. Against Matt's warnings, Olivia meets Kimmy at the Eager Beaver strip club while Matt recovers in the hospital. Kimmy reveals she orchestrated everything after feeling betrayed. She had mourned Olivia's supposed death, even paying for her funeral, only to discover Candy survived, but never contacted her. The autopsy report showing Candy couldn't have children confirmed Olivia's deception. Feeling abandoned, Kimmy created the adoption website as bait. She admits killing Darrow, who'd started running his own game, and arranging Tali's murder to frame Matt. When police arrive, Kimmy fires at the floor, then aims at the door. Despite Olivia's pleas, shots ring out and Kimmy falls into her arms, taking her turn to escape. Matt confronts Stephen McGrath's father, who hired Darrow to frame him, warning, "If you come near my family again, I will kill you." FBI agent Adam Yates calls Lauren before committing suicide, becoming the final casualty in a cycle where revenge consumed everyone, destroying them through their inability to release past wounds. Matt discovers Sister Mary Rose had arranged for Kyra, Olivia's biological daughter, to become Marcia's babysitter, reconnecting mother and daughter. As they embrace, Matt respectfully steps back. A year later, Matt's life is transformed. He works in Livingston as a legal consultant and assistant basketball coach under Lance Banner, who apologized for his past behavior. Matt lives contentedly with Olivia, their infant son Benjamin, and Kyra, who's staying until graduation. Looking at his family and their garden, Matt feels lightness, thinking, back in Livingston. After years on society's fringes, he's found his way home. The novel suggests true redemption comes not from feigning innocence, but acknowledging mistakes and moving forward honestly. Matt and Olivia's happiness isn't innocence restored, but something new, a family built on truth rather than comfortable lies. Perhaps that's the most powerful lesson. While innocence lost cannot be regained, something more valuable emerges: authenticity and courage to live truthfully.